Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 58 of the Juvo Hub podcast. And for the third episode in a row, I'm all by myself and I can't sing. I'm your host, Jonathan Sarr. Usually I would have Mark Howell with me as my amazing and awesome co-host, but he has been busy teaching a CAM class, which is awesome. Appreciate so much all his hard work for our industry. Be sure to check him out, howellcreativeconcepts.com. He will be back in a couple of episodes. So you just got me again today because we didn't want to have too many gaps in time between our sessions. So here we are, episode 58. Make sure you connect with us on our social channels, particularly our Instagram account at JuvoHub, JUVOHUB. And you can search for us on YouTube. You can use the YouTube videos for backdrop for training classes for you. So that's great. Also, we talk about a lot of things that are relevant for a classroom setting. Good discussion points. So this one is a good discussion topic for your marketing department. We want to talk about trends and using trends on Reels and TikTok. So you need to be careful about opting into trends and make sure you have done your own due diligence, because there's a lot of trends out there that when you dig a little bit deeper on what they are and what their background, from an ethics perspective, for property management professionals, it may not be the most appropriate thing that you would put on your company TikTok account or Instagram Reels feed. So that's what we wanted to kind of give you some reminders about. Be careful of trends. And there's lots of out there. And it's a great thing to get involved in. Like when you do see a trend, it can bring amazing traffic. The organic traffic that comes from TikTok and from Instagram Reels right now, and particularly when you use some of the trends that are out there, is amazing. And when you are smart and creative and you've been like, you know what? Oh, that's a cool trend. I can see how we can put a spin on the culture of our community with this trend, or show how fun our community is by using that trend. So that's good. That's good. So, but tip number one, make sure you do your research. Get the background. Find out, in particular, I find people who respond to trends that are questioning, for instance, the lyrics of a song. And so that's important that you know what the lyrics of a song is that are trending right now. Make sure you know who the artist is. Do your background research. Don't just think, oh yeah, it's a good tune, and use it, and then you find out later that it may have something that's offensive to your company, especially offensive to your residents if they're the ones that are seeing that, or prospects. So do your research and make sure you know what is involved in that trend. So that's tip number one. Tip number two, plan it out, but don't plan it out. So in other words, you do need to know like how your script is going to go, you know, what is your video going to look like, and where you're placing everything, what you're filming. But you don't want to get so overly planned out that it comes across scripted. We can all sense that a mile away that, you know, people are not on TikTok and on Instagram Reels for Grammy Award winning or Oscar Award winning content, even though there is some stuff that definitely is Oscar Award winning, in my opinion. But TikTok and Reels, it has its attraction because it's authentic. It's not so scripted out. So plan it out, but don't plan it out. Just have fun with it. You know, I have messed around off and on with Reels in particular. I've still yet to make my first TikTok video, but I have watched probably hundreds, if not 1,000 or so by now, making sure I understand the platform. So coming soon, Jonathan's TikTok video. But I am on Reels for Juvo Hub and for my marketing handle, Be Social Simple. And the videos that I really didn't plan out were the ones that just have thousands and thousands of views. So it taught me a good lesson about just be authentic and just have fun with the platform. So plan it out, but don't plan it out. A little bit of a tongue twister. And then the third tip, which I just kind of alluded to, have fun. Make sure you're enjoying it. If it gets, again, it gets so clinical that everybody is just so focused on their lines, you're not having fun. So enjoy making these videos, making these short little clips for TikTok and for Instagram Reels, because the idea is you want to entertain people. You want to give people a feel or some education or make them feel good about something. Decide what your genre is for your video, for your reel, for your TikTok. But make sure no matter what, that you are enjoying it, that it is coming from your heart. That way it comes across as authentic also. So there we go. Be careful of trends while using Reels and TikTok. You can use them wisely, but do your research, plan it out, but don't plan it out, and make sure that you are having fun. So this is episode 58 of the Juvo Hub podcast, a short episode just talking about some trends that happen within TikTok and with Instagram Reels and what you can do to be careful how you use them. So thank you so much for your support of the show. We love you guys. Thank you for the thumbs up. Thank you for the podcast reviews and everything else that's going on and more to come. We're so grateful for your support of this show. So episode 58, until next time, class dismissed. Take care, everyone.